I'm so glad that God's removed the time before I had to go overseas. We're here for 5 months to do all we can for you, to minister to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. I fully accept the Lord's worship. I've been speaking, traveling over much of the country, and kind of gotten just a little bit hoarse in my throat. Maybe 1 week I'm first really warm, the next week was real cold, constantly speaking day and night. I trust that this will be a great time for the people of God here. I'll be all down on the heart to pray that God will grant a great evening in our business. May the Spirit be present to heal all the sickness of the day. May those who are heavenly that come into the covenant of God through the Son of Christ Jesus receive this great blessing of being saved, of service with your well known. I trust that after the service, there will be an old fashioned revival between some of you and the other, calling every service to be of new signs, of people living in a terrible age, yet a wonderful a day just before the coming of Jesus, just before the connection of the moment ago, I was speaking to my old son. So then, just after the beginning of Jesus' time, said to the son of the Lord, it would be glorious, I know, whatever it is. One of them said, I have not seen the earth and not heard. But we're in the heart of man, we have God at the end store, at loving us. And the only thing we can do is write, believe, by God, or manifest yourself to him, and do that. And now, many people in China, the newspapers, and so forth, the Lord is out here, call me a divine healer. Well, this is saying, you know that's wrong. I'm no divine healer. I'm no blesser. I'm the only one healer, and that's God. He's the only one to heal. A gift of healing doesn't make you a divine healer no more than a gift of preaching would make you a divine savior. It's a gift. Now, the gift in itself will speak for itself. Anything that God does, you do not have to be ashamed of it. I think it's still off somewhere because God will declare himself his gift. Hebrews 11:2 that God testify of his gift. A man can say anything, a person. For a man to say anything is one thing, and for God to say something is something different. If I could testify to something, and God will not back that up. And you remember, I told you something falsely. But if I tell you something and God declares that to be so, and you believe it so, or the very worst person, you believe that it is so. Now, the way this works is not to heal anyone. There's no mortal ever lived on earth that was a divine healer. If anybody was taking credit for being a healer, it would have been our Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, you must know healer. He said, it's not me that does the work, it's my Father that loves me. He does the work. And if you would not take credit for being a healer, to give all praise to the Father, and how much more of we want to do so? Only God can heal. This is just as strange to me as it will be to you. To my belief of gifts and calling are God is in that there is gifts of God that you're born here on the earth before knowledge of God. It isn't what I have desired, it isn't what that I have worked myself through or you, but what God in his foreknowledge has done. I couldn't help because I was born with the blue eyes, small and bigger, that is the way the gospel of me. Father wanted to be a hero, he wanted to be a very big man. But God didn't need to be here for all. He made me just the way I am, so I'm satisfied with the way God made me. And I've moved the best that I know how to glorify him with his body, telling the owner. If he had made me a large man, I'd be a large man. It's amazing. And when he sends something for us to do, well, let us do it with all of our hearts, giving him glory for us, whatever we've done wrong. The gift itself doesn't do anything. There's no way for anybody to ever have anything from God except by faith. God has made that his way. That was from the beginning. For people who believe God by faith, that was given to Adam and Eve to believe God's word. And when he disbelieved God's word, they brought death and sorrow and sin to disbelieve God. Jesus said, I can't give you believe. Now, in order to believe God, most people have to have something to look at, some visible something to look at, to represent God. I believe one of the hardest things that God has ever had to do was to get one mortal to do another mortal. We won't believe one another. And we are God's agency. We know that. Now, when God made his first statue of food, it was a piece of bread on a pole out of the wilderness, directly in the wilderness, by the work of virtue in the bread or in the bowl. But it was an artist of God. Again, no one knew just how it worked, it was just look at it. It represented something. It was a foreshadow of Jesus Christ who would come here to be our sin and sickness bearer. Pharaoh, as the days of the servant, God sent an angel down from heaven and covered the water from a pool called the Bethesda. And every step in that water first had a saying, for he would have walked over and be in the water. Now, the right person done on me, it was a faith in what God had done by the right person, to that one. The water done on me, it was an angel of God on the water and done on me. The water was saying, see how you need water? No, it was an angel was in me. When the angel asked, the water was water. And a man is just a man until he's fully committed to God. And his deity dwells in that man, the Holy Spirit. Not the man, but God in the man does the work. So Jesus came when he came, he was the man, born of a virgin birth. His mother was Mary, his father was Jehovah God. You believe that? And then in that body, God dwells. God was in Christ, reconciled the world in himself. Jesus said, it's not me who does the work, it's my Father, as well as him who does the work. And that is God seems to be more able, that can raise the dead and still the waters and so forth. Then, when he ascended on high, he gave gifts to them. No man received a good gift of healing, so people living in each other and were healed. Not the man, but their faith in God that was in the man. You understand? Another one, they take a handkerchief from his body and papers and lay it on the sick people, and evil spirits come out of people. Not because it was St. Paul, he was a man who lived his life back in life, and he died. You had to be redeemed by the blood of Christ that God gave you. It wasn't the man that done the healing, it was the Spirit of God in the man that done the healing through the faith of the people. Is that right? So the same Holy Spirit is with us today. This technology with you even in you to the end of the world. If I come to heaven tonight, then I have the spirit of an artist. You expect me to do the work of an artist. You expect me to be able to touch the vision of a Lord speaking and performing the sunset. If I have the spirit of an artist, this is worthless. If the spirit of something else come upon me, has the spirit of Elijah, Elijah came upon Elijah. If the spirit of Elijah was only Elijah, he does not Elijah then. And John the Baptist came the spirit of Elijah, and even bowed once, so what I said he asked, that I had come to pass, just like Elijah did when he was John was going to ask his sister to the God to give us another. He came in that spirit. If I came in the spirit of John Morrison, do you expect me to have guns and act up to the village with you? If I told you I came here and I'm a Christian and the spirit of Christ is upon me, you expect me to act and do like Jesus did, or your spirit will be upon me. Is that right? Judge, what he done, these things that I do, greater shall he do, for I go to my Father. Is that true? Now the spirit of Christ is in the church. It has never left the church. It's been the church. And the days are going evil because of knowledge, man's knowledge, that he received in the Garden of Eden when he left the tree of life, to eat from the tree of life. That knowledge is increasing constantly. And as knowledge increases, they get away from the Bible and give it to a spirit. But Jesus said in the Bible book that when the king was a man in the spirit. Now the hour that has come for the world has become very sketchy. And I think that we're living in the hour just before the coming of Jesus the second time. Now, about that teaching that the Spirit of Christ still is in the church and in the people, I will explain to you how to get to him and how it works. I was born of a humble parent, born of the Catholic. I was born in Kentucky. And I believe that gifts and callings of the Spirit were not within that were born here in the world in which we live. Just the same if you're born to be a musician. You might take your job and get all kinds of lessons. But if that musical talent isn't in, it will never be on purpose. Is that not? But we're born the same way in the spiritual realm for gifts and callings of God are without a sin. But you might know, Jesus Christ is for our sins of God. He was the one who came from the Garden of Eden. Do you believe that? John the Baptist, 712 years before he was born, he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness that I have there. Is that true? Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, before you were born from your mother's womb, I healed you and sanctified you and ordained you a prophet over the nation. Before he was ever born from his mother's womb. Moses remembered for all the nations of God, not everybody, but different gifts and callings to minister to the people of the foreknowledge of God. That's the only way I can explain understanding to the people concerning this. I believe all the first definition, I have it, my book of the Apostles, my mother's own words concerning my food and faith. little bed in the morning when the birds came. I never considered my hometown. You don't come to your hometown. I never knew why I was coming. I don't know my own food. None of us do. We made some of the news for us before I was over. I do not know. But 7 years old, I was drinking water from a well. The Lord spoke to me, I was good. As a world, we were good. So don't never smoke or drink to the sound of God in any way. There'll be a work to do when you go over. I said, that's sacred. Don't you want to do anything? I make it come. I could give the boy. Not something you can imagine. Not something you can dream. A brother is sister. Just as you and you did my work. And that's about all you get to come more into. I believe standing in the going to a business. And I was speaking in great heaven. And I was just acting out like John. It wasn't so manifested. I did not belong to the church. I lived a moral life, but not the church. I finally became affiliated with a certain phase of the Baptist church. Became the minister. After a while, I met up with the full gospel people. And just before then, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then looked like it just kept coming more and more. And then it appeared on the river. One time I was baptizing before practically 10,000 people, like a great morning star came down on the river. Thousands of people went back into the heavens. I was preaching once, and while I was preaching, it came into a room, my church was a dozen at a time. 3 weeks before me, the next day, it came down, and it was a father, which was yesterday night, caught the picture of it, went through all kinds of it, ran at 85, from the dead man. You have to face the proof scientifically, it's the supernatural being of God. Here's our heaven. When the time I met him, when he appeared as a man, I was studying in my study. He said, I see a light spread out on the floor. He came off the plane. He looked like a man with a shoe in his hand. And his light was just above him. And he had his arms folded. He had a look as you don't see on the face of mortals. He looked very calm and quiet. Very loving. His voice when he spoke, I knew it was the same voice that he spoke all the time to my friends. But I never seen his face. He was dark as hell, more like his son. A Jewish people. He had his arms folded, he looked way through his arms, and dead and white. That hair to his shoulders, a Jewish face. And yet in his voice, it seemed like that there was a power and wisdom in him. And I was so young, I was so scared about it. I was biting my finger, just imagine standing face to face with something like that. I was biting my finger, looking at him, he said, do not fear. And that voice spoke, I knew it was the same one. He looked at me, his eyes looked up on his eyes, like he was sympathizing with his being so stuck up. So do not fear, but I'm sent from the presence of God. But when you knew that you were born, you knew your birth, and you were through your life, and you indicate that you take a gift of divine meaning to the king of the world. I said, sir, I'm not able to do it. I couldn't go. He said, if you'll get back to believe me, and if you sincere when you pray, nothing shall stand before your prayer if you'll get back to believe you. I said, I bet they were going to be there. He said, you'll be given two signs. As the prophet Moses was given two signs, to get the people to believe he's believing Israel. He said, one thing you're expecting to do is by holding the person right hand in your left. He said, that if you'll be sincere, it will come to pass if you'll tell the very truth of your heart. And the same is true of you and I. the Lord saying the people they need to say, but they dedicate to you, grant the sanctity. I said, I'm an educated sir, and I couldn't go because I didn't go to school. So I said, give me that the angel went to mine. I'm sorry, you all got it too. I came in one night, second night, and I was very young. I had a player who was playing, I never heard it before, a little song called Home Blues. So I walked in my church. Something was starting. Now that I'm on for the grand school education, known as local game warden in the city working for a living, been preaching 15 years, got only 12 years so far. Never even took an office from the south of my life. Never received a penny, I don't need anything. Just, I work for a living. I'm a pastor. Tonight, I've got money, but it didn't give to me. I was just going to have to ask you, I don't know what you had here now, so now I'm going to take you to the church. You know, I'm going to go to my mother, I had a civil truck, I told you, I'm going to go to my mother, I had a coffee. I said, should I come down to you, I'll come down to you, and then I'll come down to you. First, I was going to have to ask you, why I'm not going to pass from the bank. Taking a coffee from some of the prayer line, the little ones all set up. Maybe we eat a little down there and help you to suffer that way. You come down to work for every service. You are in the shadow. Then come up. No, sir. I don't come to that prayer. I come to help you. I come to the Lord's church. He told me to have this in the room. That seems funny. And he had to say, believe in anything. Because I can say, you believe God, you must believe God. You believe God, you believe Christ, you believe the Holy Ghost. Then after reading all of them, God must believe me, that they will come to you through you. I need to believe in that. And still, the gift won't work for you. Jesus, the very who believes in God, still Jesus. Isn't that right? He said, and if you believe in God, you also believe. So he goes, as you have believed in God, you believe in me. That's no more use of help. So they believe in you. Now, I want you to believe in me as one of you, but I want you to believe that there is something good to you. Now, we are on the same account. Now, that this word will not be just true, no matter how strange it is, it will be told to you. The first gift, the first manifestation of the gift, is what many people know for about 33 years, work life along, just that as a detective Jesus, that we stand to the doctor by the way to you, and we will come down to you. That's not beauty. Now, when you go to the faith and know the supernatural being is standing here, then after about 3 years, in Canada, about 5 months ago, the other gift came down and manifested. Now I tell the speakers about how to send you to do, the things that you've unconfessed in, and so forth, it's perfect. It's all because of God. Now that doesn't mean, but what it does is let you know that the Jesus that we've all talked about, and your pastor has preached about, is only doing this as something more than make you believe in him and have faith in him. Don't you do it? How could you turn such a one down to God for you? He was bruised for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. If that kind of our future is our own, but in Christ, we are our healing. It's him. I'm merely a camera, not a man, but like any other man. Not quite as much in the kingdom of God as some of these brothers that are before me. May not love like their love, but for that one, that one I received. I have no religious background. I run from God and everything for this. But it just so happened that God wants, as he's at work through his body, not only to love, lift my life, not only as I understand my to do, celebrating Him, but in my blessed people, to receive a true blessing. You see what I mean? Now, some of my wonders, when people come into the line of knowing their distinction and their thoughts, I do not know it. If you might come right now, I would know it in a few moments. If the angel of love comes to me, it is God's will. Maybe the same angel at home, the water is that there is a true effect that I do not know. But when Jesus came to see my soul, back to the Spirit, just the world first, who starts with that. Jesus, when he first was manifested here on the earth to the people, there was a man of the name of the family, but still, rather than once he found the man of the name of the family, he was praying. And Philip said to Nathanael, come to you who he found, as Jesus of Nazareth, one Moses spoke of. He said, could anything good come out of him? Oh, he said, we come and see. And when he was coming back to the place, in other words, if a gift was done to something to bring all about scriptures on the earth, but many times God's presence came just in a different way, with this wise and freedom to be received in their thoughts. And you will do it the same stuff you will learn. You learn that? God will be. And so when he came to the word Jesus for us, Jesus looked at it, and he said, the whole of the Israelite community can do that with no God. In other words, at this time he said, you are a Christian, a devout person. And the Bible said to him there at the dry land, he said, why did you go to Rabbi? He said, before you came here, Rabbi, you were under a tree praying. And what did he do? He ran up to him and said, thou art the Son of God, if you do. Rabbi, I want you to know yourself, knowing you are a Christian, knowing yourself. What truth that was nobody knows except Jesus, God, and Nathanael, he knew that no one knew that. Now, this would be strange, the right spirit that was on Jesus' throne, doing things in the house, is that right? Yes. Would it? The woman at the well, when the master spoke to her, he had a conversation. You got to see me, how we going. And finally he said, who is your husband? He said, I have none. So you said, well, you said, you have none. You have five. And the one you have now is your husband. He said, I am receiving you a prophet. He said, Messiah comes from what of all of you? He said, I am. Now, if Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, that is upon you, and if I profess to be a Christian, and profess that this spirit is upon me to do what I teach you, would it produce the same thing? And I'll see that no thief, and saint, or no cripple, or no blind, or no afflicted will be able to pass by without being healed. And when it gets to that one difference, to be here and not knowing, when you're there, I would know it frankly. That's like a contractor, you need to do that yourself. We need to speak for ourselves. And make God's reign. I'm not a preacher. I'm a very poor speaker. But from my heart, I'm trying to introduce to you Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. For a reason of the word, found in Exodus, the 23rd chapter, 21st beginning. God sent his prophet Moses. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place that thou hast prepared. Beware of him, obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon his transgression, for my name is in thee. But if thou wilt heed obey his voice, do all thou speak, then there ought to be intention not in me, and as it says about heaven today, God, my angel shall go before thee. Moses did nothing. He's an angel of God. Is that right? What would it look like that led Israel? A pillar of fire by night and a cloud of day. I think he's still bringing on. We know that was the angel of the covenant. Is that right? It was the Lord on the cloud. He's still standing in the angel of the day as he was then. Let us give him with all our hearts, all our hearts. Our Heavenly Father, we just love you with all our hearts. We're so thankful that thou hast indeed. The fact that sometimes we were saved without God, without mercy, and God's Son Jesus came to the earth and born the virgin's birth and lived his spotless life. And was offered up as a sacrifice for us at Calvary. He was wounded for our transgressions and was crushed. We are healed. All the blood that makes atonement. And tonight, by that blood, and the eternal spirit, for the loving of the word, we are brought in now to become the sons and daughters of God. Oh, Father, when we think of being a son and daughter of God, living his days, and man of perverse mind, as Moses and Aaron were withstood by the true authority, oh, to think that we can be the sons and daughters of God, led by the Holy Spirit, the power to save our lives, to cleanse us from sin, and to give us relationship with God. And to not just hear what we shall be, but only we know we'll have a body like this where we shall see him as he is. The glorious, the magnificent Son of God, the Redeemer. And we shall crown him, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Oh, he will breathe upon us. When the Lord God spread forth his mighty wings across his throne, for in his night and labor of his soul, he brought the glory and mercy and power of healing through Jesus Christ, though we are all by here, and there has not been one afflicted person left in our midst at the end of his service. Bless us, Lord, we love you. Thou knowest our hearts. More than the people of our diocese. You understand all things and know what will be like that. And Lord, help us tonight now, and in this building that we need for different things. Father, we pray now that as we dedicate the building and ourselves to you for service, that you'll drive back every bad spirit. May men and women who come under this roof, come under conviction, whether they may be angels of God. Stand by every post, every seat, around the place, and take their seat. Oh, God, may every person be able to see your divine presence. May there be such a meeting that's never been known before in the country. May every minister be inspired, every member, every Christian, faith-centered, fallen in conviction. May there be a great stirring among the people. And may they come to the knowledge of Christ, being the same very loving Jesus down to you as that he is now and will be forever. Father, we submit all to you, and by your praise, send your angel, Lord, and my servant, and may the things that I have testified of, Lord, may you testify back tonight and every night with great signs and wonders. For we ask this in Jesus' name, and God be thankful for you on the evil. Amen. I'll turn the service of the prayer line out to my brother. He told me at 60 cards. I guess they explained it. That's the first night we had kind of a friends, you know how it is. All of us are not here and every part of us has been a little bit of something. I want everybody to be real reverent. gradually disappear. And listen with all your heart and body, and hand in the back and out of all of you. Now, God heals the platform. We cannot be believing in it. And he will heal the matter. That everything that you do up here, you will do. It's just faith, that's all it is. It's faith to believe. And now, God is the house of the Lord, our Heavenly Father. We thank you tonight for that blessing and kindness. Our goodness and good God. And now, may your people come near. The one who knows the heart of everyone here has already been. Not only the Father, but the best friend, keep the things that we look up. Then their faith will look up to be and be granted. But before I ask you to do that, I'm going to come. Amen. Now, the commands that are heard in the house. Every man, if you will, for a real story, only when you do the first time in life. And you do that one for the real story. And now, when I ask everyone to bow their heads, now you can do a little bit of things. And you can just a little while because no matter how much you're trying to believe, there's a little expectancy there. You just step out by the wall. And I know you are just teaching what I mean to you. If you ever don't have a kind of such a special selfie, without you and I could even be true now, I could try to see it God. If we took care of me back then, it doesn't believe me. It's just more of a expectation. And it's a very hard year. Because God will predominantly over the next year. And I thought, oh, I can't make anyone believe. I know many things. God has to make you have to believe yourself and God will accept you. And I remember that all people do not know that I do not come into the field anymore. If only the church convinces themselves with thoughts about heart and so forth, if it comes to faith, it's a 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 faith, it's Now, you can't solve your coming on the other one alone. If I have it on the field, just like a field, and from the tangent, that is a part of the thing that you do. That's my coming to
Yeah.
they suffer tuberculosis.
Thank you.
And it's about nothing more fear than the other than the